dilemma at this point. There was no prasad, nothing to offer them, but Paramahansa wasn't afraid. In the time it took for these two people to take bath, Paramahansa cooked a five-course meal for both of them, and maybe in 10 minutes tops. So Paramahansa was very clever. We've heard even specifically the kind of tricks he used, how his mind was, he was such a genius in all areas. He was able to cook so fast by tricks like putting a cotton cloth inside the rice, and the water that he was boiling the rice with was all inside that cloth, and in that water he also put potatoes, and so that was three things all at once. In this way he made like rice, dal, sabji, everything very fast. I was able to give them a prasad as soon as they were finished bathing, and they were very happy tasting this prasad. Because actually, there's the Vaishnavas have revealed some secrets of this pastime, this Vinodhihari Brahmachari. Why is it so easy for him to service like this? And what is this place that they come to? This is Vrajapattanam. This is not different from Vrajamandal, where Prabhupada, who is actually a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, has come, and he's revealed Vrajamandal even within this world. He's established this place, where also he filled it with his companions, who are all Vrajavasis, and are able to serve him and help him spread his mission. So, we know that in Vrajamandal, for the service of Krishna, the gopis, and under the guidance of Srimati Radharani, can make a fire in any part of the forest within minutes and cook many nice things to Krishna as he's grazing the cows. So this is no surprise that Paramahansa was able to do this for just two people very quickly for the service of Prabhupada. And whenever a person receives the prasad of such a Vrajavasi, they will definitely be very pleased. Prasade sarvadukkhano manjas kubhajayate prasanna chetaso jasmo dipavyavadishyate. This is no ordinary thing to receive this prasad of the Vrajavasis. So, these two guests were able to meet the Prabhupada, and of course they were completely enchanted, from that point they surrendered to Prabhupada and regularly made donations, and Prabhupada's mission was able to grow just from this one meeting, and because they were so happy from this one experience they had when they came here. Later on, these became very famous. One of them was Gurudev says there's no resting from your service. If completely in the line of your service, if it comes under the category of your service, that's when you may take some what seems like rest, but if your mood is this is only for my service, then that is still your service. It's not that I will serve most of the day and some of the day that is mine, that is separate, rest or do some recreation. Your whole being and your whole life should be trying to serve So Prabhupada gave him a small box that was there was only a hole small enough to fit one small coin. He didn't go around demand big donations from everyone, but he very humbly went person to person, he just asked for a small amount. And we heard how one day he was resting under a tree because the market was closed and it was going to open soon, and he didn't think that he saw no reason to use some of that money and return home. He can just rest there for some time and continue his service later. And Prabhupada actually saw him
He passed by, he
was resting like this, and actually he began to weep. Oh, these boys, especially this boy who has come from such a rich family, is doing such service for me.
We
heard so many things from the Vaishnavas. Some things I can try to repeat from the Hindi class this morning. One day, after the disappearance of Prabhupada, after there was a Paragurya, after he already established Sri Gaudiya community in Kolkata, he was staying in his small place there with just a few brahmacharis, and that day happened to be Ekadashi, when, because they had absolutely no funds, no money, Paramgurdev announced that morning, today we will all follow Nirjalavrata. There's no need to try to arrange any fruits or falahar, because we will do Nirjalavrata. So, all the brahmacharis were very happy, they were very peaceful doing their bhajan, and Paramgurdev was thinking how he can spread Prabhupada's Manavishta, how he can establish it and fulfill it throughout the world. Then suddenly, his very respected, beloved God brother came, and of course Paramgurdev greeted him immediately, he was very happy to see him, but Paramgurdev was very sad because he had nothing to offer him. So we've all heard that at this point, a small bird, very small bird, but was carrying quite a large pouch in his mouth. He flew right into the room of Paramgurdev and left the pouch right next to him and flew out. And Paramgurdev had Sajjan Seva Brahmachari, Maharshi Bhaktivinoda Bhavan Goswami Maharaj. He had him see what was in the pouch, and inside there was 6 anna, or 36 paisa, which Vaishnava had explained back then was almost like 600 rupees.
So,
he quickly told Sajjan Seva, quick, we're going to make all arrangements for our younger brother to have follow our Anandabhava. So,
these
are just some of the beautiful lilas of our acharyas. By hearing such things, our faith increases. By trying to repeat such glory that they have, we will also become absorbed in them. And this is the perfection of our life.
Это было прям. Это был прям первый брахмачари. А сейчас тоже какой-то брахмачари, честно говоря, я даже не знаю, это либо по имени.
Of Bhakti Kalyana Keshava Swami Maharaj, and
Although it's very difficult for conditioned soul to know it, but these people think this is part of our sadhana. And it helps us to develop our faith in these great personal beings. The Ananda who is so merciful that he gives us this opportunity to practice this kind of sadhana. This whole material world is a training center for us, yeah? And we try to become fit to be elevated and later to serve Brahma.
Все больше и больше совершенствуется, в общем-то, центр
обучения.
Есть два аспекта таких маленьких личностей.
Одно это личность,
биография, и другое это учение,
которое есть.
Если вы хотите сфокусироваться
на биографии,
это может достаточно легко
забыть,
а учение
are very important for us because they give us instructions. But actually, like these great personalities, their life is their teaching. They are the Acharya.
Является учением, поучением, потому что Acharya — это означает открыть перевод, тот, который учится
в своей
жизни, показывает.
How to live a life in Krishna consciousness.
Является совершенным примером жизни сознания Кришны или неба.
When I was in Eastern, I never heard the name Bhakti Padhyana Vishnu Swami Maharaj, but I saw this picture of Sanyas ceremony of Swami Maharaj.
Александр и Махарадж
посвятили
другой занятий. Это очень странно, что постепенно не говорят о его имени, о Шанкарам Гурудеве. Способности всех своих преподавателей уже
корректировать.
Почувствовал, что не было нужды дальше.
And later all the other disciples of Prabhupada were the Guru Mahārāja.
And
when his mother died, was on the deathbed, she wrote a letter to Prabhupada and she just wanted her the last darshan of his beloved son. Of her beloved son. But and Prabhupada, he showed the letter to
Ты должен обратиться к матери, которая находится на смертном одре.
So, and then he hid somewhere in the room and was chanting Harinam. And then later, someone asked another devotee, did he know, did he go to his mother?
So, he did not go to his mother.
The darshan even of a sadguru is so rare in this world. So in, you can in any species you can have a father and a mother. But now did you have Jesus? Where do you fall off?
Поэтому он сделал выбор остаться в Прабхупаде, был счастлив и доволен, что он сделал выбор в пользу.
When the party under the guidance of Prabhupada was performing the Harikatha in Alakri, they also came to Puramaya, we also go there to Puramaya. When he was speaking there, we have to know
that
Prabhupada was a fearless speaker. And his preaching didn't make him friends everywhere. Especially the so-called Brahmanas and the Smartas and the Kasto Swamis were very angry. Actually, they wanted to kill him. So he was given a talk in the Kaito and the Kodamaya. Самадхи is in the Chaitanya Math, Вейк Доксу Марат Бонни Дерби, способ Квайк Доксу Самарио,
просто снова сделать самадхи на территории
Гуру.
Там целая вообще история была с этим совсем, как смарт-брамины, они протестовали против этого, там бросали в визу, что они не имеют права, как он сам святого Прагурда
сделал,
сметали очень
сильно. И
в 1937 году, после ее,
Proper to put him in samadhi and not go family. So, and then like Prabhupada, he did the same when his guru, Gopishvara's Babaji, left his body in 1915. They were also, because he said, Gopishvara's Babaji said before he died, you know, when I die, when I die,
он так сказал, когда я хочу, чтобы мое тело тащили
постоянно Навадвипа. И
которые хотели привязать тело Гаурикшипа Махараджу и протащить его тело по Навадвипе.
Но Прабхупада беспокойным
образом протестовал против этого.
Он сказал,
если
Гаурикшипа Махараджу Later, he founded the Devananda Gaudiya Mata was in 1940, and also he founded the Gaudiya Mata Samiti. And the three main members of this Gaudiya Mata Samiti were Paramudev, then also who became later A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and Kamalabha Sudha Maharaj. These three were the founders, and there was also a very close connection
Between Swami Prabhupada,
and he himself Sannyas ceremony was revealed to him, and then one devotee, he was doing the Jayagan, and he said, Keshav Maharaj Ki
Jai.
He woke up, was so loud that he woke up, and he looked
whether it's
Keshav Maharaj, it is one of the ones that he claims of Sannyas
or
Nirvana. And he took Sannyas, and he cut down. This is the place where Mahaprabhu also took Sannyas,
and
he took Sannyas from Bhakti Raksha Chira Goswami Maharaj,
who
was considered by Srila Prabhupada his most elevated disciple. And once Prabhupada said, well, now I can leave this world, at least I know there's one disciple who can fulfill my mission.
И он сказал мне, что хотя бы если я уходя из этого мира, я знаю, что есть хотя бы один ученик истины, который
будет. In 1952, he had his first three sannyas disciples who were Tripitaka Maharaj, Shripad Tripitaka Maharaj, Shripad Rama Maharaj,
Shripad Наша Парамгурудева три главных ученика,
наш
Гурудев,
Шри
Нарайана Свами,
and then later, also, as it before, Swami Maharaj, we got sannyas from
him, in
This Keshavaji Gaudiamath is not because his name is Keshav Maharaj, but I heard this area, the starting gate of this area is Keshav. So that's why it's called Keshav Gaudiamath. Yeah, this Keshavji Gaudiamath was established in 1954 and later
the Guru
Shivadamaj Maharaj
took the
responsibility of maintaining this mat and
looking
after it. So and then in 1968, the first day of Gaudiamath was the 6th of October 1978. 68, in the evening after Sandhya Arati, Papa Gurudev left this world. And when he left this world, shortly after, the head Pujari of the Shri Mandir came and he told, just at the end of the Arati, the garland of Paramani broke and fell down. And everybody considered this that now Srimati Radhika was calling for So when he was this preaching, he very much stressed two shlokas, one by given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and the other one we found in the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The first one is Radhi Bhagavan, and it's both of these shlokas give in a very condensed form the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gauravani. First one is more to Ras, Radhi Bhagavan, and the other one is more to Tattva, that's Anaya Praha. So then, this is also a very good guide by these two shlokas to preach the mission of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Однажды
он объяснил, что истинный прием Кришны можно
in the queens of Dwarka. So they are more, who must explain to Gurudev, they are more like servants, like dasis. Ашвария,
ты будешь всегда просто спасение уважать, если ты Когда детишки пытаются что-то говорить, родители очень счастливы. Поэтому родители очень счастливы, это очень благоприятно обусловлено. Я помню, говорят, это говорят, так же приходят, говорят, это хорошо. То есть если, если у вас не будет с дядушкой отношений, то есть если ваш парам говорит, ради папы будет доволен, если внучек не будет любить дядушку. Очень добрый. В общем, видя это, тогда они будут помогать. Если я пытаюсь, то они будут помочь публике. Родители, то есть детишки, когда они начинают ходить, родители их поддерживают, и они только будут ходить. И так вот на все они делают. То есть они дают нам силы, вкусы.